Joining us in studio now, we have from the the Black River Historical Society, right? Is that where it formerly?
It's now the Lorraine Historical Society.
That's right. Okay. Barb Piscopo, thanks for joining us this morning. I guess in a name change, that just sort of focuses, makes people understand what that really means.
Yes. Most people who are of a certain age knew what Black River Historical Society meant.
Sounds like me, the way you...
Right, because Lorraine was founded on the Black River, and that's where it started and was called Black River very early on. However, many of the younger folks don't have that same connection, even though they know the Black River runs through Lorraine. To the general public, it really was less meaningful than it might have been years ago. So last October, our capital campaign committee and our trustees decided that it would be a good idea to change it to the Lorraine Historical Society so that it would really identify us with the city of Lorraine.
Well, there is a lot of history in Lorraine. And of course, it's funny, interesting, we had Bill Byrd in the other day. They put a picture book in related to Elyria, and mm-hmm. there is the Lorraine County Historical Society,
right.
But they have a big focus on Elyria because that's where they're based.
Right.
So there's a little disguising between the historical side. You know, what? Where do you find the information? You know, about it. Who has that? But obviously now with the name change, it kind of clarifies that. Now you've been doing some renovating, and you got a special open house coming up. Talk about that.
Yes, we do, and we're very excited about it. Under a year ago, we acquired the Carnegie Library Building in Lorraine from the Port Authority, and we have since raised $1.1 million in pledges to begin to renovate that structure. It will become the new home for the Lorraine Historical Society, and eventually it will house all of our exhibits. And so what we're doing on Sunday, besides having people get together to enjoy some ice cream and hopefully some beautiful weather, we are inviting the community to come in and see phase one. We've been able to complete the first floor renovation, which has offices in it, a large community room, and some exhibit space. And in that exhibit space, we've kind of given people an overview of the history of the city of Lorraine. But what we really want to do is to acquaint people with phase two, which is the second floor. We've received $500,000 from the state of Ohio in their budget, but in order to get that money, we need to raise an additional approximately $400,000 in pledges so that we can begin phase two. And then we still need another million because to operate a building of 10,000 square feet, there are going to be some hefty costs. And so we'd love to have a third million, for those of you who've been counting with me, for endowment, so that that money can then help us each year to operate that building.
Kind of be self-sustaining so that it can
exactly.
keep going like that.
Exactly.
You're right. It's one thing to get a structure and say, well, this would be great. Then you're thinking, well, now I have to maintain it.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Anytime you, of course, you're dealing with an old building as well, and mm-hmm. somebody has maintained it all those years, and it's just now you're the stewards to continue
right.
on
right.
with that. Talk about the first part of this renovation. What's that been like, and what are the sort of the plans for the museum?
It's been very exciting, honestly. I've never been involved in a construction project of this magnitude, so I learned a lot. We worked with Clark & Post Architects and also SM Fox Construction out of Elyria here, and they began in late January, actually, with phase one, and then we just completed it in July. It includes a large office space, which for those folks who have been involved with the Lorraine Historical Society know that that's an answer to a dream, because we were operating out of a very small basement of an older home. And so our working conditions now have really improved considerably. We have a gift shop there, a large gift shop, and it's a way for people to support the Historical Society to buy a gift from us that they can give to someone either as a remembrance of Lorraine or just another gift item to support us. There's a front exhibit space there. People who are familiar with that building, and many, again, are from when it was a library, built back in 1903, and it served as Lorraine's public library until about 1957. And so you come in that front entrance, and there's some beautiful space there that we're using as exhibit space. And then we have a large community room where we hope to invite groups from the community to use that space for meetings, for other events. And most importantly, we want to use that building during the day and evening for programming, for children's programming. So we've collaborated with Lorain City Schools and also with Lorain County Community College on designing some programming there for children. And then we also want to use it for adult programming. It will be equipped with some electronic and audiovisual equipment, so eventually we can do some distance learning events, and it really will be a space that we hope will be utilized very often. So that's pretty much phase one.
It's quite a different moving from sort of a house into a Carnegie Library. I mean, there's history, national world history with
that's
buildings
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of talked about how that's one of those kind of structures that I guess it's very impressive, and I guess it probably builds a lot of pride in the organization as well, too.
There is, and a lot of people, a lot of our trustees have kind of stopped in to see how things are progressing, and they definitely are very proud of what's been done, and I think the community at large will be very proud of this new showcase for Lorain's history.
Well, the community is invited out on the 17th.
What day is Sunday.
That's a Sunday. Well, of course, why not have an ice cream social Sunday on the Sunday?
Right.
It's from 2 to 4. And what are some of the, what will be going on at that time?
Well, the tickets for the ice cream social are $5, and we have sold quite a few tickets already. So if people are interested in purchasing tickets that day, we will have a limited number available. So we had to obviously order the ice cream, and we can't produce it on site. So we have a limited number of tickets available, and there'll be a DJ outside. You know, the Carnegie Library building is located on a park property, and so we're right in Streeter Park, which is bordered by 10th and 11th Street, shortly off of Reed Avenue, to kind of give people a geographic location for where we will be. And so we'll have people there directing traffic because we hope to get a lot of people to come by. And so you can enjoy your ice cream outside. We'll have chocolate, vanilla, and the old-fashioned White House. We'll have a bake sale. Some of our friends from some of the ethnic churches in the area have baked some ethnic pastries and also some good old-fashioned American favorites like brownies and chocolate chip cookies, and those will be for sale as well. And then we'll invite people to come in the rear entrance of the Carnegie Center and have a tour there of the building itself.
Seeing a building sort of that's in a construction phase is kind of unique because once it's completed, they may cover up walls, they may make things look different. So this is a chance to sort of see a little bit of the inside workings of the buildings.
Exactly. People will be taken up to the second floor and get a guided tour of the second floor, which is still somewhat of a construction site. There will be trustees and members of our capital campaign committee who will take people through in small groups on the second floor and explain to our visitors what the plans are for the second floor. And you're right, people will see the completion on the first floor and then to see the second floor, which is really a grand space and very appropriate for exhibits to see what the building looked like before we did all of the work. And we hope that it will generate interest. Obviously, we hope it will generate some pledges and contributions, however large or small, so that we can raise that additional $400,000 or $1,400,000 so that we can complete the project. We don't plan on beginning the construction of phase two until we have the promise of a few more dollars in hand.
It also may generate some more volunteers, members.
Definitely.
It's the people, even though it's historical society and it's all about the past, it's the people in the present here that are keeping it alive and allowing for something like this to continue to grow. And with historical societies, you know, ice cream, kids like ice cream, maybe younger people maybe get involved, get a little more energy out there. That many times historical societies are, you know, like retired teachers or older people that have some sort of sense of what history means to them.
Yes.
And it's a good idea to show that to the younger people as well. Again, that's going on the Ice Cream Social this coming Sunday. And I guess you can find out more as well. I'm looking at lorainhistory.org. You have a website there
Correct.
As well, and
mm-hmm.
people can find out about that. Barb, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time. Barb,
thank you very much.
Is there
much.
A phone number also if people want to get?
245-2563.
Great. Barb Piscopo with the Lorain Historical Society.